Hello and welcome to Three Wide No Cover. I'm your host, Mick Wall. We're still taking the situation very seriously. We're making sure in the studio here we're doing our bit by social distancing, but we definitely still want to bring you a little bit of fun each week and hopefully some winners. Julian Valance, Simon Marshall, join me as always. Julesy, we'll start with you. How are you, mate?
I'm good. Ripping race card, to be honest. We go up to Sydney for these four Group 1s of Championship Day 1. Well done, I will just say, well done to racing as a community, because for them to continue to have racing going, we know it's much bigger than just the punt and the horses running across the line. So many people working in the industry behind the scenes. So well done. Let's hopefully it can keep continuing as we go on SD.
Here, here. Well done, Julesy. Very good start.
Good to see you too, SD. All right, Julesy, your track report, mate. Success again on the weekend. You just keep calling them the right way. An important one. We're going to be looking at a pretty wet track, I understand.
Yeah, so we move away from Rose Hill. We had 3 weeks in a row. Actually, the races were there on Wednesday, got abandoned due to the state of the track. So, look, it's continuing to rain in Sydney. That's just what seems to happen in this autumn carnival. Rail in the true for Randwick. Soft six at the moment, but expecting 4 to 10 mils Thursday, 8 to 15 Friday, and then a clear Saturday. So going off that logic, I think we're going to be in at least a soft 7, possibly heavy 8 range. Looking at that, we put it through our system. Look, leaders seem to struggle at this sort of track in these kind of conditions. So midfield and even further back than midfield can be a really good spot, Randwick, when the rail's in true and it's soft conditions. Be interesting to see how it plays out. We haven't been there for a while, but midfield won't be such a disadvantage as it usually is, though, Wooly.
There you go. And second half of the field, Julesy. So looking forward to seeing your thoughts on Santa Ana Lane's chances. Who likes to get back a little later in the show? Before we get to that, let's have a look at the sire's produce. Your favourite here, Mama Ragan at $3.20, Prague $8, Old Kirk $8.50, Aim at $9, Bartley and Holyfield both at $12, King's Legacy $13, Return with Honour, Larimer Street, both at the $16 there. And best of the rest over the page is Cultural Amnesia at $17. Julesy.
Yeah, I think there'll be genuine speed here, Wally. Two-year-olds getting to 1,400 metres, running for big cash, running for Group 1s. It means a lot to a lot of these. Cultural Amnesia, I think, will go forward. Holyfield was good on the speed on the quick 7 day. He'll be on the quick 7 day back. I expect him to roll forward. Larimer Street had the blinkers on first time. Expect it to roll forward. Bartley, I think there's going to be good speed in this race. I really am keen on the top one here, Mama Ragan. Look, it runs second. At its second race start, it finishes third in a Golden Slipper. That's a pretty good performance. Yes, it was probably favoured by the way the track was playing that day on Slipper Day, but its debut win was exceptional. 1 second inside standard time. I think this is a genuinely good horse, and I just think it sets up really well. I think there's a big gap between Mama Ragan and the rest. I'm with the favourite at the moment, Mama Ragan.
Yep, your track report's really pertinent with these two-year-olds running the 7 furlongs for the first time, and he's won, Julesy. And the first three over the line in the slipper finished, travelled in the run as the first three, and he got it all his way, Mama Ragan. So that's why I chose not to go with him. The horse that I want to go with is third up, very much like him, but he's proven at the 1400 where he should have won the Victoria Sires Produce, and that is Old Kirk. I like the fact that he's at he's coming back to Sydney, he's drawn three, and his race pattern suggests that he likes to take a sit off. So he's proven at the trip he should have won that 1400 metre gallop at Flemington, and Team Hawks, I'm going to back in here. A couple outside of that, I like the way Holyfield was able to gallop out over 7 furlongs last start. He'll come across from the wide barrier. He's proven at the trip too, and with the sting in the track, so he'll be strong at the end of it. I think he's a really good chance, and I can't leave Larimer Street out. I reckon he's a real good 1400 plus horse, and they're the type of horses I'll be looking at on a soft track at the end of 1400 metre gallop here. But Old Kirk on top for me.
All right, very good. We'll take a look now at the Derby. Your favourite here is Castle Vecchio. Deserve a favourite, $2.80. Shadow Hero, $3.90. Warning, $5.50. Looking to do the Derby double here. Quick Thinker, $9. Sherwood Forest, $14. Zabrowski there at $15. Diasonic, $27. Skidow and Eric the Eel, $31. Over the page there, Sacramento, best the rest, $67. Julesy.
Yeah, tricky sort of map to get a guide of what is actually going to happen here. Look, Sacramento, I think, will go forward. Quick Thinker will roll forward. It's on the quick backup. Even a horse like Sherwood Forest, it's got that wide gate. I think it has to roll forward for its best chance to be able to win the race. So, look, hard to guide how quick they're going to go, but I think it's going to be a generally run race. That's how I see it, but it could be moderately run. But I don't think they're going to go breakneck, but I think there's going to be enough speed in this 2,400-metre race, Wally. I settled on Castle Vecchio. He's $2.90 now. He's been backed in from $3.50. I marked him around $3.30 for Castle Vecchio. Look, he's fourth up here. He's fourth up last prep. He did run second in a Cox Plate. J-Mac goes on, so there's no loss there with Craig Williams going off. 14 from his last 56, J-Mac going at 25%, and he just rides these grand final days so well. He was very good in the Rose Hill Guineas when they rode him with intent. This is the key with Castle Vecchio, to ride this horse with intent, and they only seem to do that when the horse is fit. Well, he's going to be at peak fitness now, fourth up, 2,400 metres. Yes, there's a slight knock maybe on getting to 2,400 metres, but outside of warning, I think there's a knock on all of them getting to that journey. I'm with Castle Vecchio. I think he's the best three-year-old in the race, and I think he will be winning. Be interesting to see what they do with Shadow Hero, where they try and ride a bit more positive and be ahead of Castle Vecchio. If they're not, they've got no hope, but if they are ahead of him, that gives them their best chance, but I'm still with Castle Vecchio.
Yeah, every time Shadow Hero's beaten Castle Vecchio, he's travelled in front of him during the run. He's drawn inside Castle Vecchio. I would have been more comfortable on a drier track with Castle Vecchio to run out a strong 24 because of his brilliant turn of foot. And in saying that, can Shadow Hero, who he flopped in the Victoria Derby, can he run a strong 24 with this forgiving surface? Those two are definitely in play. The other two horses that I want to mention that are on the back up are Quick Thinker and also Zabrowski, who look genuine 2,400-metre horses. I like them on the back up after their they finished in the Quinella in the mile and a quarter last week. They'll get through the going and they can both sit forward with their gates in the first half of the field. So they're the other two horses that I want to play. But the horse that I want to be riding is proven on a soft track over the distance, and he's a Group 1 winner in the Victoria Derby. And I think it's a set play and it's a sense of timing for Warning. I like the way he's been building up in Sydney. He's had the full prep there. And I just liked his last 50 metres last start where he picked up and he was galloping out on the line strong. You know he's going to run a strong 2,400 metres and he's been set for one race. Now, the key with him is the barrier. Where's he going to settle? Well, I'm not really worried about where he's going to settle because the likes of Sherwood Forest are going to turn the speed on and make this a true gallop over the 2,400 metres. So as long as he gets in early and travels comfortable for the first half of the race, watch for Warning at the top of the straight, picking his way through them. And he's the one that I want to be riding fourth up.
Very good. I'm with USD. Warning looks absolutely set for this and hopefully can fill the double. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, we've got the TJ and the Doncaster. Welcome back to Free Wide No Cover. Let's have a look at the TJ Smith, gentlemen. I'll tell you what, this is absolute class, this field. Nature Script, $3.50. Bivouac, $5. Santa Ana Lane, $6. Loving Gabby, $7. Pierrata, $9. Exceedance at $13. Redzell at $18, which seems big. Trekking at $21. Standout at $31. Just over the page, Tafani and In Her Time, $35. I mean, guys, this is a cracking race.
Yeah, it's a traditional popcorn race. No doubting that. Even if you haven't got an interest in terms of your cash on, it is a race you definitely want to be watching. In terms of the map, well, Nature Strip, we know what he's going to do. He's going to go forward. I think Vega Days will go forward as well on the quick 7-day backup. Ran a peak actually last start, so expect it to roll forward. Redzell, be interested to see what Redzell does. Kieran McAvoy, does he want to try and burn early to try and put the pressure on Nature Strip? We know that Nature Strip can fold if that pressure does go on. Be interested to see if Redzell wants to try and do that. Bivouac will have to roll forward, and I think Standout from that wide gate has to be positive to try and win the race. Yeah, it's a ripper race. You can cut it 3, 4, 5 times. There's just genuine Group 1 horses in it. I ended up going with Loving Gabby just for the fact that I know what Loving Gabby is going to do. She doesn't have the peak figure of a Nature Strip, the peak figure of a Santa Ana Lane, but she has the ability to continue to run a mark that it can win races, and it won her the race, the William Reid last week, where she actually poured the pressure on Bivouac and just more or less ground him into the turf, said, you're not going to get this easily. Look, doesn't have the SP as a Bivouac or a Nature Strip or a Centre and a Lane, but just keeps getting the job done, and that's why I'm with Loving Gabby. Worried about gate 13, she probably has to be negative neutral from there. I don't think they'll be trying to burn her up from that wide gate, but she has to try and find a bum somewhere. If she can, she could get a tag into the race, but Nature Strip deserves to be favourite because he's got that peak figure in the VRC Classic where it was just outstanding. If he repeats that, well, they won't know which way he goes. But It's just a matter of him doing that. Worth noting, he's drawn gate one. He's drawn gate one 5 times, 4 wins and a second.
He's got an unusual form line, has Nature Strip. 4 firsts and 4 fourths in his last 8 runs. Win, fourth, win, fourth, win, fourth, win. He's coming off a win. Will he run fourth? I don't know. But he's the horse I want to be riding because he's drawn barrier one. He goes through the going. And I reckon, I think he's a beast. And his trial suggests that he's improved off that last start win. So, of course, he's the horse I want to be riding, holding the fence. Red Zell will ping the lids and jump a bit better because Nature Strip just likes to bounce out slow and then slowly build. If he pings the lids and gets revving up that first furlong like he did down the straight of Flemington first up, he's no good. There's nothing left. So he trialled like that, so I think he's in a great vein of form. So he's the horse that I want to be riding in the TJ Smith. Piorata, he won the short second up. I didn't mind his first up run. I think he'll run a lot better. Santa Ana Lane, he'll get back. Look, he's won on the soft track before, which we know. Red Zell, well, he's had 2 seconds this time in. There's no reason why he can't run a drum. But the horse that I think that could be possibly the blowout is Trekking. I kept going back to his Everest run beyond Yes. And he was absolutely sensational. And he's coming in on a first up prep. He's flying under the radar a little bit, but he has the finish and he's drawn 4 and he's going to be behind that really hot speed. Bivouac, gate 6, gets every opportunity if you want to stay with him. Exceedance hasn't come up this time. I'm happy to put the line through him. And then Loving Gabby, well, she's an absolute beast. Every time she's sort of beaten Bivouac or had his measure, in particular at the Valley, she's drawn a good gate, Julesy, and she's been able to get his advantage straight away and put it right on him. There's a space between them right now, and I just marked her a little bit less this time going into this race, drawn out that deep. She can come across with Vega Days too, which are Vega Days, sorry, that can make it a little bit interesting, but geez, Nature Strip's going to be in front a long way. This race will change landscape with the last 50 on a soft track, but I'm sticking with Nature Strip.
Yeah, it's a really good point, especially with, you know, Loving Gabby and Nature Strip. If he turns up and does his best, he wins the race, but you just got to take that on trust, don't you? I like the fact as well, though, you look at Bivouac and Loving Gabby, and they've sort of been around the mark. They've had 4 or 5 Group 1 races now that they've competed in. Nature Strip's only had that Lightning, got put away, demolished them. He looks like he's sort of the fresh horse on the scene, and along with your other sort of roughie, Trekking, they're the ones on the up, where these other ones have been around the bush a little bit.
All right, there you go. Another cracking race to have a look at is the Doncaster. That was open amongst 4 or 5 runners. This is as open as you get. Take a look at the market now. Brandenburg, $5.50 favourite. Melody Bell, $7.50. Super Seth, $8.50. Shared Ambition, Mr. Seawolf, both $13 in the market. Prince Farwas and Imaging, both $15. Quackerjack and Colding at $16 over the page. Cascadian at $21 backing up, Homesman $21, Reloaded, Natoya, Yulong Prince, Kingswell Dream all $27, Night's Watch $31 is the best of the last few. And look, the pages continue there. I'll tell you what, it's a big field. Julesy, I mean, how do you even start to take a race like this apart? It looks incredibly tough.
Yeah, you start at the beginning. There's no doubting that, Wally. It is tough, though. It is extremely hard, and the map is, you know, also going to be very difficult. I don't know. Look, there's 20 horses in this race, and obviously immediately you go, well, there's going to be plenty of speed. You look down on it and you go, gee, there's a lot of horses that want to be at least negative neutral in this race that want to find their feet first and get back. Horses like Quackerjack, Brandenburg will go forward. I think Super Seth, you'll see this horse ridden forward. There's no doubting that. We saw after 28 days they decided to be a little bit conservative with them. Well, they'll go push the button again and he'll be forward. Homesman, I think, will roll forward. Look, there'll be enough speed, but I don't think it's going to be a really fast-run Doncaster, even though there is a field of 20 and immediately you think it's going to be a fast-run race. $9 the field, I marked it, Wally, at 100%. So it's an extremely tough race. I get that. I went with Shared Ambition. 6 wins from 8. This is a horse with an SP profile that's just been through the roof since he's come to Australia. $1.80, $2.30, $1.60, $1.90, and $3.50 when he was on debut at Caulfield. Look, I have to really progress him to get him to a level to be able to win a Doncaster, but I think he's that kind of a horse. I think he's an absolute jet in the making. It's not an ideal prep. You'd want him to be coming out of fast-run races. He's coming out of slowly-run races. Again, that could be a slight need. He's 2,000 back to 1,600 metres. Doesn't worry me with a horse like this and doesn't worry me with that camp. There's no knock on that. I just think he might get the right run. I want them to be positive, though, from the gate. I don't want them to be giving these horses a big start, especially Brandenburg, who sets up so well with the three-year-old with 50 kilos and G-Boss. But I'm with Shared Ambition because I think he might be a real nice one in the making.
Yeah, when the fields come out, I was looking at Melody Bell. She's good as Sunline. She doesn't have that on-speed racing pattern. She needs a bit of luck. She's got to carry 56.5 the toppy. Colding, is he going as good? He'd be happy to get back to his track and trip group one, track and trip, if you like, at Randwick. Holmesman, Mr. Seawolf, really loves the sting out of the track. He could find a spot. Super Zeph's been spec'd, but he's had an interrupted prep. So I said no to him. Cascadian's on the backup after winning the Donny Prelude last week. Yes, you could have him. Quackerjack's absolutely flying. Rachel King gets the ride and he's going to be on speed. Yeah, you could probably put him in. But I kept coming back to Shared Ambition because I'm looking for the story of the race and a bit of training genius as well. We know Chris Waller won this race with Sacred Falls back in 2013 from the mile and a quarter back to the 1600 metres. And also Joe Pride did it with Sacred Choice. So it's a formula that works. His first three Oz starts were outstanding. He won them all. And he came back, he was terrific in the mile, running third, first up, and then his mile and a quarter win last start, as Julesy mentioned, was terrific for me. And then he's had a trial in between and he looked nice and sharp. He's a beast. Don't get into a bumping duel with him, in particular with the 57 to the 52 kilo drop. If you get into a bumping duel with him, you're going to come unstuck. He's going to sit back. He's going to be three deep with a bit of cover. I'll be probably suited to be running on down the middle of the track with the cut out of the track on this particular day. And I go with you, Julesy, on the Shared Ambition. Brandenburg, I like the training of the three-year-old here to go back to the mile with on these weights with 50 kilos. And outside of that, they're going to be lining up. But, yeah, Shared Ambition. Chris Waller, he has the formula. I think he's won six, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's a master at it. And you know, it's a perfect profile for him. And he obviously has got the horse humming exactly how he wants it. There was plenty of races he could have ran in. Could have ran in the Ramvik, could have had a go at the Tancred. This is a horse that's won over 2,800 metres.
Yep.
He thought, we're going to keep this horse fresh, keep the sprint in his legs, and he can win a Doncaster.
The next horse that I just want to mention for you, Wooly, because I know you love your Maldies, is Star of the Seas. I think he's a real serious horse. He was third in the Epsom this track and trip, and what I thought, 58.5 to 52.5. He's won at the 1,600 metres this track and trip. I know he's drawn a little awkward, but he's going to love the cut out of the track and he's going to sit back off them too, and it wouldn't surprise me to see him actually join in and be some threat.
All right, there you go. I'll tell you what, when the boys tip the same horse in a group one, I get excited. Ooh. When they tip the same horse in a group one at 13 buckaroos, I get very excited. But, of course, bet responsibly on that one. But if I've seen a better each way bet on this show, well, I don't think I have. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll go around the country and we've got a little bit more of Take Them On. Welcome back to Three Wide No Cover. Let's go around the country. Julesy, we'll head west where we always start, mate. Who you got?
Race 4, number 5, Bedouin Bell. Pikey goes on here, so that's a positive, I think, punters. Coming out of a moderately run race, but they came home really good, 11.5 last 200. Coming out of good ranking races, Bedouin Bell for me.
Big card at Morphettville, mate, and you're going late in the day.
I am, 10 races there at Adelaide. Race 9, number 14, Ghana for me. We saw it at Flemington. It was up the straight. It was heavily supported, 380, 390 into $2.70, $2.80. Ran third. But I think it sets up really well here. Well placed on Saturday, minimum weight. Gate 2 is, I think, a really big positive for this horse. I think it's only got 150, 200 metre sprint in it. I reckon it'll be coiled up, and then release and come with.
Yeah, coils ain't coils there at Morphettville. 7-5 playoffs for me, 2 for 2 this prep. Gallop out after 1,600 metres, good. And this horse drawn 1-2. On the way up, High Mighty was second behind this horse at Sandown since got beat at Bendigo last week. Mar Hustis, they get it right.
There you go, Julesy. Let's go to the Sunshine State.
Yeah, race 4, number 14, Black Boots on debut, coming out of a really quick race. There was three 1,350-metre races. Well, this was the fastest of them, and they came home best last 400, best last 200 of the day. That sets up well for that kind of form profile. The horse that won the race went to town and ran fourth in a three-year-old handicap. I think Black Boots can knock off its maiden here.
Yes, they won't be calling him up there at Doomben. That is for sure. I'm going Needorp, race 6, number 10. This horse, this three-year-old filly, she was fourth to Sistar Group 3 level at Flemington and then wasn't far behind Sizzlefly over the 1,000. She's placed a listed level at Doomben and she's first up. She's got a good gait and sits on speed, 6'10".
All right, huge day at Sydney here at Randwick. Julesy, what's the best of the best?
Yeah, found it really tough, Wally. 10 races, but it was a really tough, tricky way to be able to come up with a horse. That was my best. It's a race that's only 2 winning chances, I think. I may have pulled the wrong rein, but race 4, number 3, Colette, coming out of really 2 fast-run races and coming home in really quick time. J-Mac goes on, $2.45 into $1.90 last start. Before that was $2.10 into $1.80. Market loves him. J-Mac goes on. Think it can win.
We'll take the Quinella because I'm going Para D. She was a Group 3 winner at Moonee Valley last start and she beat a horse called Dysonic who ran third in Italic the start before at Flemington. Come on, man. She's proven. Up to the mile and a quarter will suit.
If you've never had a Quinella, that is the best one to start it with. Julesy, Victoria.
Yeah, race 8, number 7, Benatoit, coming back from Group 1, Coolmore, ran fourth, was $34 into $10 there. Sets up perfectly here. Fourth up, Ollie on, wide gate. I think that might be the place to be at Caulfield. Benatoit gets its chance to win.
Oh, yeah, you maybe can have a little multi that to win into this the place. 9.14, Quaffany. Jeez, this horse is unlucky first up at Moonee Valley. Gets to the mile and a quarter. This horse won 4 in a row going through his grades last start. So second up, mile and a quarter, and sits on speed at Caulfield. Come on, man. Each way all day.
There you go. All right, while we got you, SD, quaddie numbers.
Let's have a look at the quaddie. We're going Randwick 2. And the first leg will be a race 7, of course, the Australian Derby. And we've got Castelvecchio, Shadow Hero and Warning. Let's go to the TJ Smith. And we've got numbers 1, 2, 3, 5 and 13. And the Doncaster, we've gone pretty wide here because it's that type of race. 1, 5, 12, 13, 17, 19. And Prince Farwas is number 20. And then the lucky last, if we're still alive, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7 and 8. It's as simple as that. And for $100, Wally, the percentage is?
15.8% and it's that sort of day you should be getting a return. All right, we've been running with Take Them On. This is where we ask a friend of the show to give us their tip. Georgie Parker, one of the Sportsbet ambassadors, has chimed in and playing in the size produce. Let's check out who she's tipped.
Hey punters, if you want to take me on, I've got a tip for you. It's Holyfield in race 6 at Randwick. Now, he's won 3 of his 4 starts, including last weekend. Now, hasn't drawn a great barrier, but 1400 is his distance. He's paying $12. Holyfield, get on, gamble responsibly.
Yeah, very good there. And our main man, Mark, big fan of the show, taking her on with the favourite here, going with
brother.
Mama Ragan. So there, look...
Huey's brother.
Fair cut. Huey's. All right, we'll leave it there. Look, if you are having a punt on the weekend, please do it responsibly. Have a great weekend and hopefully we'll see you next week.